It's a living thing.
Because your health matters to us.
It's a terrible thing to lose.
Health Matters with Dr. John Darcy.
Bowel cancer. Now, you know what? It kills more women than breast cancer and more men than prostate cancer. And yet, most people don't realise they're at risk. It's because of this that 12 people die each and every day from bowel cancer in Australia. The Gut Foundation, with the help of businessman John Singleton, developed a pilot community program to see if they could reduce the number of unnecessary deaths from the disease. Now, do you know what? It's worked. And joining me to discuss it is Professor Terry Boland, who's the president of the Gut Foundation. G'day, Terry.
Hi, John.
Hey, listen, this program seems to have struck the balance between awareness and education in order to reduce bowel cancer deaths. Tell me, how does it work? How did it work?
We did it through general practice, and we did it through their local general practice organisation, Murrumbidgee Medicare Local.
Right.
So it's different to the National Bowel Cancer Screening Program, where you get a kit that comes through the mail.
Right.
And we decided to do it starting at the age of 40. And we had a local sporting hero, Paul Kelly. He used to captain the Swans, be our advocate.
Mm.
So we thought that people would listen to a local person, particularly a young person.
Yes.
And come and do the test. And they did.
They did.
And about of the positive tests, 200 or thereof, 50 were in the age group between 40 and 49.
Wow.
Staggering.
That early. That early.
And in that group, 20% had a significant problem. 2 had early cancer.
Wow.
And 8 had a big polyp or multiple big polyps.
It
would have led to cancer. Extraordinary stuff.
Now, were you doing colonoscopy or were you doing what they call FOB, fecal occult blood test?
No, we did FOBT.
Yes.
We used the kit that's been used widely overseas.
Yeah.
Different to that used in the National Bowel Cancer Program, but well respected.
Right.
And it was a staggering result. Now, whether rural Australia is different to urban Australia, I don't know, but our guidelines where you start screening after the age of 50 must now be revisited.
Wow.
And we've got to look after these younger people.
Now listen, what are the next steps to get an improvement of the program underway?
Oh, I think it needs education. Education both of the public and the doctors.
Mm.
Because doctors still believe you screen after 50.
Yes.
And the public need to know that everyone is at risk.
Right.
4 out of 5, we cannot identify a risk factor. 1 out of 5, there's a family history.
Yes.
But everyone, including vegetarians, are at risk. So because Australia has the highest risk in the world with New Zealand, must be something environmental.
Yes.
We don't know what that is. And so until we do know what that is, we have to undertake a screening program.
You know, this is one of the most important interviews that we've done in recent weeks, Terry. You've really pointed out the very great risk of leaving testing late. Doing it at 40 seems to be the way to go. And I thank you so much for coming on the program.
It's a great pleasure, John. It really is.
And we'll let everybody know how to get in touch with the Gut Foundation to find out more.
Thank you, John.
For more information about the Bowel Cancer Pilot Program, go to gutfoundation.com. Or to continue this conversation, feel free to check out Health Matters with Dr. John Darcy on Facebook.
After the break, why breast is best when it comes to the bub.